We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. We remind you to tell your smart speaker to play KFH. Listen to us all day as you're bouncing around the house. It's 9:29. Shane and it's Bruce and it's Jad here on a Thursday. Part of the ongoing bad news because of COVID-19 is the Basketball Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony will be pushed to 2021, according to Jerry Colangelo, who is the head of said celebration. The original dates of enshrinement weekend, August 28th through 30th, and the proposed alternate dates, October 10th to 12th, are, quote, just not feasible, unquote, in light of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, where's the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame?
Springfield.
Springfield? Okay.
Springfield, Mass.
Well, considering where it is, I get it. Being in the Northeast, I get it. It's too bad we couldn't wait, I guess, until the alternate date's 10th through the 12th of October. But,
yeah,
you know, we're going to have one, so it's not like it's canceled. It's just, or, you know, postponed, although Colangelo used the word canceling. That's another one that people don't quite know the difference between canceling and postponement. But anyway.
Yeah.
It's been grammar police for the first 30 minutes of the show.
How Colangelo, about 2-2? Here's another one.
Oh, you don't see too
pet
many
peeve.
People butchering
pet peeve,
that, do you?
My kids, any time that my kids do the 2-2 wrong, like I'm going 2-T-O or 2-T-O-O, like as in also.
I don't feel like I see
just,
that many. That's sad.
I fire that back so quickly. It's kind of like, dudes. Gals, come on.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty
I think they
easy
do
one.
It now on purpose just to irritate me.
Probably, yeah.
Which is okay, too. That's all right.
So the Hall was hoping that its 2020 class, which also had Rudy Tomjanovich, Tamika Catchings, Kim Mulkey, Barbara Stevens, Eddie, the late, great Eddie Sutton, of course, and Kobe, we're going to have to wait until 2021 for them to,
as we will with baseball and Derek Jeter and Larry Walker.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So we've got that happening. I would be very surprised. I don't think it's been postponed yet, or maybe it has. The NFL induction ceremony,
well,
but I
Hall
can't,
of Fame games in August. So that's when that is, right?
So we'll see. I mean, so maybe that's still in the offing. That's, of course, in Canton. So we'll see how that plays out. NFL is pretty doggedly sticking to their guns at this point, and good for them.
I guess. It's like we said, they have the benefit of time still, kind of, sort of. I mean, with every day it's running out, but it does seem like that they're, you know, they're opening their door. Well, pretty much everybody's opening their doors a little at a time.
Oh, hey, coaches back in next week.
Yeah.
Facilities open. Facilities have been open for a week and a half. And I think they're going to let coaches back in next week, and then maybe players. Right now, the only players that are allowed in team facilities around the league are those who had been affected by rehab.
Yeah.
That were under rehab, that were getting So, because you had strength and conditioning coaches that were the first ones allowed back. So, they're all moving that way. We'll see. Remember, the end of June, I think it's June 23rd or 4th, something like that. That's the break for the last month before training camp begins at the end of July. So they're trying to get some semblance of normalcy back before the end of June, which is now what, another month, right? Another month away?
Mm-hmm. Isn't
so
it
they've
funny?
Got a month now to try to get, you know, facilities opened again, players back into facilities, things of that nature. Because this is all work time in the NFL. This is all time when installs are being made and offenses and packages. There's usually a lot of things going on at this point.
You know, it kind of bugs me the word virtual, like virtual workouts and virtual. It makes it sound like they're pretend. Like they're just simulations. These players are really doing this. I know it's.
Oh my God! Absolutely.
More like, can we use remote workouts instead of virtual?
Yeah, I suppose if you want to. Yeah,
it's kind
sure.
of throwing me off a little. And isn't it funny that we've just been in park with the emergency brake yanked for about 8 weeks, mm-hmm. and now about the last 1 week, we're trying to go from 0 to 100. Like I don't want to say we're getting ahead of ourselves, but boy, the plans in place are piling up and being tweaked and being added to and subtracted from at a dizzying rate over, it seems like, the last week. I don't know what the tipping point is. I suppose some of these sports are like, all right, we got to, you know what, or get off the pot. If it's going to happen, let's start talking for real. And I suppose because baseball, to bring it back to baseball, is so far behind already. I mean, that's the reason for the contentiousness between mm-hmm. the owners and the players. Like, we've got to figure something out, dudes, or we're not playing at all. So let's go. It's like buying a car. Give me your best offer, man. Stop going back to your manager and saying you can get this for me. What's your bottom dollar? What's your best price? And I can't imagine this in baseball as pertains to baseball. I know we're talking about basketball in this segment, but we've got to get to a bottom line quick. Like going back and forth is just wasting days. And
I'm just sitting here trying to think about the players wanting to play 100 games, and I get it. I mean, I get it where they're coming from, but you're already looking at what, July 4th as a go date, which means that you would have to play to get 100 games in. You'd have to play your regular season into October. Unless you just
and double headers.
There's a lot of double headers.
Got to be a good amount of those, I would think.
You know, and I guess maybe with taxi squads and extended rosters, you might be able to do that. Playing virtually every day. Not sure about the wisdom of that, but my guess is you'd probably have to play a couple of weeks into October to do 100 games, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, the proposed 82 games. That ends September 27th.
Yeah, right.
So for sure, yeah. All right, so in the time that we have left, should the NBA, should the teams outside the playoff picture get a chance at the postseason, or should we just bang the season? We played 78 I mean the end of the regular season, just go straight to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the suspension of the season, we played 79% of the games. Four teams had officially clinched a spot, while only the Warriors have been eliminated. In the East, the Wizards trail the Magic by 5.5 games for the 8th spot. That seems like a big gap right there. But as for the Western Conference, things were tighter. Here's where they've got some big decisions to make. Based on the standings, the top 8 seeds in the East as of March 11th were very likely going to be the 8 playoff teams using the traditional format. The top 8 teams in the East all had a greater than 99.9% chance of making the playoffs. The problem is in the West. Seven playoff spots were all but determined, but the scenario for the eighth is a lot more complicated than the East. 3.5 or 4 games back of a playoff spot with fewer than 20 games left seems unlikely, but it's happened before. Seven teams since 1984 have made the playoffs under those circumstances. That's the way it is in the West. There's also been some talk about, in this year, of course, this is the year of COVID-19, so everything's got an asterisk by it. Should we rank them 1 through 16 regardless of conference? And just finish the other idea that has emerged. Under that proposal, the Western Conference teams outside the playoff picture would theoretically be chasing the Magic and not the Grizzlies. The Magic would be the number 16 seed. Memphis has a better overall record than both Orlando and Brooklyn in the East, and that brings the four teams outside the top 16 even closer to a playoff spot if you want to keep playing in the regular season. That would be the Trailblazers, which would make Damian Lillard happy, the Pelicans, and the Kings. They would be a game and a half behind the Magic in a 1 through 16 seeding proposal. And the Spurs, believe it or not, would only be 2 games back. If and when the NBA returns, it'll be a challenge to provide an incentive to play, to be honest, as Damian Lillard has so eloquently put it, while also being fair to all the teams. And again, only the Warriors are officially out of it if you don't end the regular season right now.
Are we really concerned about being fair to all the teams right now?
Not because we've played 79% of the games. That's a pretty big chunk.
Exactly.
But what I said a second ago. It's like Dumb and Dumber, so you're telling me there's a chance. Seven teams have made the playoffs when they've been 4 games back with fewer than 20 to play.
Right. I mean, I would be more irritated if I was – look, I think a lot of those teams are pretty much done and are playing out the string. I'm not sure how many of them are you know, really ramping up to try to get into the playoffs to lose a – first-round matchup against a team that's far better than them. The teams that I would be the most – if I were, for instance, the Utah Jazz or the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Houston Rockets, the Nuggets and the Clippers, but because between the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Jazz, Thunder, Rockets – there is a bridgeable gap there that you can improve or worsen their playoff seeding considerably. I mean, the Nuggets, I think, and I don't have it right in front of me, are third in the West, a game and a half behind the Clippers, but only like a game and a half ahead of the Jazz and Oklahoma City, and 2.5 ahead of Houston, with like 17 games left. There's a lot of movement potentially right there. But you know what? This is what it is, Shane. I mean, if you can get these guys back, don't you want to just get to it as quickly as you possibly can? And I don't know, to me...
I don't know about get to it quickly, because I feel like this is an opportunity for the NBA to dominate the summer if they do this right. Wasn't it NBA that sent out a simple yes-no text of how bad do you want to play? And according to the reports, it was an overwhelming majority that they're chomping at the bit. They actually do want to play. They do want to finish.
Well, we'll see.
Time.
All right.
And, you know, I think, and we're connecting a lot of dots, but because Wichita is actually in the running for the basketball tournament one site, that leads me to believe that going to Walt Disney World for the NBA is going to happen. Otherwise, why wouldn't the TBT go there?
Well, the last projection of finishing the regular season and then doing the playoffs in a typical fashion that I've seen was 33 days to finish the regular season. 53 days to finish the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So we're really talking about not streamlining enough to go for 86 or 87, 90 days, 3 more months?
They could use that TV money, man.
I hear you.
But now
don't
you're going
forget, the NHL is likely to be playing in Major League Baseball.
I know.
Be right there as well.
I know. You're going against a bunch of different things.
And, oh, the football, the NFL and college football are planning on being back in September. July, August, September. Okay, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a sprint. The race is on.
Yeah, it sure is.
Cindy OHR Twitter question is coming up.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.